You're listening to SBS News.
Clad in black, their now unofficial uniform, more than 1 million people flowed through the streets of Hong Kong in a record-breaking procession. Protest organiser Lee Chuk-yan says people are united in their anger and their fear of Beijing.
You can see the anger of the people of Hong Kong. We want the withdrawal of the bill.
The bill, which would allow suspected criminals to be extradited from Hong Kong to mainland China, was indefinitely suspended in a bid to defuse the week-long crisis. But for protesters fearing China's record of human rights abuses, they say that's not enough.
Yesterday, Carrie Lam said she will suspend the...
Not acceptable. Withdraw. Totally withdraw. Not acceptable to hold. We need to withdraw it. That's it, what we want. All the people. Hong Kong people.
As crowds called for her resignation, Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, released a grovelling statement apologising for deficiencies in the government's work. Some legislators suspect the chief executive's days as leader are numbered. A high-profile prison release could also further embolden protesters. Joshua Wong was jailed over the Umbrella Movement protest he led in 2014 and on Monday was released 1 month early. The 22-year-old pro-democracy activist issuing this new rallying cry.
We will not keep silent under the suppression of President Xi and the chief executive Carrie Lam. Carrie Lam must step down.
It's unclear if his release was procedural or a gesture from authorities. Some pro-China analysts, like Enar Tanjan, warn the government has a job to do. He told Al Jazeera the government can't be beholden to what he called mob rule.
It seems that Hong Kong is deteriorating into kind of mob rule. Despite having elderly and people and children joining the march, you cannot simply every day get out there and demand that the government be changed. The idea of having an extradition treaty with China after 20 years is not unreasonable.
The scale of these protests has again exposed the contentious nature of China's one country, two systems approach, introduced when the British handed over control of the former colony to China in 1997. What is clear is people in Hong Kong want the rule of law and their freedoms protected, no matter the cost. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.